The discovery of its presence makes possible a form of communication between person and overself, which is passive, not active. That is, he is directed, guided, or corrected in and through his human faculties intuitively. The person acts, does, thinks, speaks, and decides as if he were doing so completely alone. But he is not. He is responding to the overself, to the effects of its presence, now unhindered by his ego.